I made a child that I don't like. The reason you are angry toward your child is that you don't like him. Oh, I love my child very much. I didn't say you don't love him. I said there are occasions when you don't like him, for the simple reason that at such times he is indeed very unlikable. It is impossible to like a whining, selfish, self-centered, spoiled brat, especially when you know that you're guilty of training him to be that way. We cannot help approving of that which is good and lovely, and despising that which is ugly and unwholesome. Even when we see it as our own flesh and blood, God himself has such feelings. Psalm 11:5. You must face up to the fact that there are times when you just do not like your own child, and for good reason. Many times I have observed parents expressing what could only be called intense dislike for their teenage son or daughter. You may say, but no one else seems to dislike them. Yet, if they had to live with them on the same terms as you, they would probably feel the same as you do. But again, I ask, why is your child unlikable? You may not like the answer. You made him that way through your training techniques. You may say, but I have not instituted any training techniques. I just scold him when it gets too much to bear. Precisely, all children are trained by the responses and actions, or lack of them, of their principal caretakers. Negative training at its best, or should I say, worst, is done by those who, while failing to properly train, try to keep their children in line through threat, intimidation, nagging, anger, and an occasional outburst of spanking. There is nothing cute or lovable about a whining brat. To allow a child to whine and disobey is to mold a personality and a character that you will eventually find hard to like. By taking control and teaching them to control their emotions and to instantly obey, your children will be cheerful and pleasant. Then you will not only love your children, but like them as well. The child reciprocates the parent's delight by loving and honoring them even more. They can both enjoy each other's company. The parents are rested and refreshed by spending time with their children. The 14-year-old. In talking with a mother concerned about the attitude of her 14-year-old daughter, it became apparent that she did not like her own child. The mother's disapproval and frequent criticism had caused the girl to withdraw and become uncommunicative. Actually, she was a very good and obedient daughter. She was cheerful with others, but sullen with her mother. The mother was wondering if she should use the rod to correct bad attitudes. She was afraid she had lost all control and influence. The mother had a very stormy youth and was anxious to prevent her daughter from suffering the same fate. The more irritated the mother became and the harder she pushed, the more ground she lost. Sometimes, in the areas of talent and personality, parents have narrow expectations for their children and are critical when they fail to measure up to their standards. I knew this family when their daughter was a child. I recall that even then the mother didn't like her. This mother did eventually realize the error of her ways. In taking her own ugly attitude to Christ, she found cleansing and healing. Her daughter quickly showed tremendous improvement. In reality, when parents are poor trainers, they come to dislike the children they have produced. If you have painted a picture you don't like, don't blame the canvas. Get out the brushes and paint something better over the mess you made.